Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me from the center today is Marnie Werner. And today we're going to talk about a little adventure, I guess you went on, Marnie, about Friends of the Field. What's that about?
Sure. Well, Friends in the Field was started about 5 years ago by a group of people who work directly in community development in greater Minnesota, and this is mostly in central Minnesota. These are people who actually work on the ground, working with communities and things like economic development and housing, and doing research and working with data. And they decided that, you know, they're kind of scattered around. Wouldn't it be a good idea if they got together about four times a year to talk about what they're doing and see if there's a way that they can do better by working together on things?
Were there any things that they found consensus about?
Sure. Well, they're all, you know, very busy with their own work and everything. But one thing that they picked up on in the last year was when the center did its Finding the Voice of Rural Minnesota report about a year ago that discussed how it seems like rural Minnesota is basically losing its voice. And they thought there has to be some research in there somewhere. And so when they started working on this and brainstorming, they thought, what about mapping networks? And so they put together a survey, and we all took it, and we got to look at the initial results yesterday, and we got to see in pictures what our networks looked like. And in central Minnesota, at least, the picture was very interesting.
In what way?
Well, you could see where the big players are. This is all done in software that calculates this all based on how many connections you have and how you're connected to other people and how they're connected. And so you could see who the big players were, who the people were out on the fringes. You could look at particular industry sectors for economic development, for agriculture, healthcare. And so they're slicing and dicing the data right now and figuring out how best to release it. But right now, it's a really interesting snapshot of how it looks in central Minnesota, and you never know, we might be able to expand on that even and look at the rest of the state.
So can you point to one thing in rural Minnesota that is kind of a detriment to advocacy, or what did you find?
Well, one thing that was really interesting was when you looked at a big picture that showed all of these connections on here. There was a tiny network that was all around the fringe that wasn't connected to the larger network. So these were organizations that were out there working and doing their thing, but they were only connected to a couple of other organizations, and they were basically working in isolation. And that seemed to be symptomatic of what the findings were in that Finding the Voice report, was that there are too many groups and too many communities that are trying to get their needs and points across without being connected to a larger group, and we're just losing that critical mass.
Well, thanks, Marnie. We'll look for more information about that as things develop. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.